All India Radio presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Poonam Chadha, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Washington in the second leg of his three-nation tour. US President Trump describes Modi as a true friend. Prime Minister to share his thoughts with the people in his Mann Ki Baat program on All India Radio this morning. In Jammu and Kashmir, fresh gun battle breaks out in Srinagar. Continued indefinite shutdown in Darjeeling causes severe food crisis. Annual Rath Yatra of Puri commences today, and in ICC Women's World Cup cricket, India defeat hosts England by 35 runs in their opening match. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in US capital Washington this morning on the second leg of his three-nation tour. Indian Ambassador to US Navtej Sarna and Charge d'Affaires of US Embassy Mary K. Loss Carlson received Mr. Modi at the Andrews Air Force Base. Large number of NRIs present outside the base greeted Mr. Modi upon his arrival. In the US, Mr. Modi will attend a community reception tonight and hold talks with President Donald Trump tomorrow. Ahead of his US visit, Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to the opportunity of having an in-depth exchange of views. In a tweet, the Prime Minister said his US visit is aimed at deepening ties between the two countries, which will benefit the two nations and the world. Calling Mr. Modi a true friend, President Trump said he looks forward to welcome Prime Minister Modi and discuss important strategic issues. The two leaders will hold talks tomorrow in the White House. This will be the first dinner for a foreign dignitary at the White House under this administration. More from our correspondent.
The enthusiasm among the Indian Americans in the capital is high as they are gearing up to welcome Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a big way during a community reception at Virginia suburb of Washington today. Leaders of community organizations and eminent Indian Americans from across the country will attend the event. Apart from this, Mr. Modi will meet top global CEOs in Washington as he seeks to repress the Indo-US relationship in a rapid changing geopolitical calculus. Anupam Mish, AR News, Washington.
India and Portugal have agreed to set up a joint fund of 4 million euros to support bilateral collaboration in cutting-edge technology. This was disclosed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his press statement at Lisbon last night after a meeting with his Portuguese counterpart António Costa. The Prime Minister said economic ties between the two countries are on an upward trajectory. He also thanked Portugal for supporting India's bid to permanent membership of the UN Security Council.
India and Portugal are strong partners in the international arena. We thank Portugal's consistent support for India's permanent membership of the UN Security Council as well as of the multilateral export control regimes.
The Prime Minister lauded efforts of Portugal in taking forward the yoga movement in Europe. Mr. Modi addressed Indian origin people at Radhakrishna Temple Complex in Lisbon. The Prime Minister said the Indian community has the capacity to incorporate every diversity in the world into itself.
Bharatiya jahan gaye hain wahan apni paramparaon ko barqarar rakha, apni sanskritik virasat ko banaye rakha aur us samaj ke sath gul mil jana. उस समाज के विकास के अंदर अपना योगदान देना जितना भी पॉजिटिव कर सकता है वो करते रहना ये भारतीय समाज की विशेषता रही है भारत के सच्चे एम्बेसडर के रूप में आप सब मेरे भारतवासी काम कर रहे हैं.
The Prime Minister will share his thoughts with the people in the country and abroad in Mann Ki Baat program of All India Radio today. The 33rd episode of the monthly radio program will be broadcast on the entire network of AIR and Doordarshan at 11 a.m. It will also be broadcast live on www.allindiaradio.gov.in. Besides, the program will be streamed on the YouTube channels of the Prime Minister's Office, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, and DD News. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Regional language versions of the program will also be repeated at 8 p.m. In Jammu and Kashmir, a gun battle broke out at DPS Srinagar in the wee hours today as security forces launched an offensive to flush out terrorists who took refuge inside the school after attacking CRPF personnel in Pantha Chowk area yesterday evening. A police official said the exchange of firing between security forces and terrorists began around 3:40 a.m. and is going on intermittently. The terrorists had entered into the premises of DPS Srinagar yesterday evening after carrying out an attack on the CRPF personnel deployed on road opening duty near the school on Srinagar Jammu National Highway. One CRPF officer was killed and a constable of the force injured in the attack that took place in the high security zone located less than a kilometer away from headquarters of Army's Chinar Corps. In West Bengal, the indefinite shutdown in the Darjeeling Hills entered its 11th day today. People wearing the traditional Gorkha attire marched through the streets of Darjeeling yesterday in support of Gorkhalin. Internet services remain suspended and local cable channels remain blocked in certain parts of the hills. West Bengal Food and Supplies Minister Jyoti Priyo Malik said there is a food crisis in Darjeeling as trucks carrying food and vegetables are not being allowed to enter the hills. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. In Odisha, the most awaited biggest annual festival of Rath Yatra or Chariot Festival at Puri commences today. The famous festival that is celebrated usually in the month of June-July commences when the chariots of Lord Jagannath are brought out onto the main street of Puri. Our correspondent reports that over 10 lakh devotees are expected to join the festival today.
Sabitas will bring the idol of lords out of the temple in a ceremonial public procession and place in chariots parked outside the temple. Subsequently, they will pull the chariots that are highlights of the entire yatra. Currently, the rituals of lords are going on inside the temple. The district administration has banned touching of the deities by the devotees and considered as a negligible offense. The administration is expecting about 10 lakh people to take part in the chariot festival. Multi-layer security arrangements have been made to ensure peace during the huge congregation. This is SN Patnaik, AIR News, Puri.
All India Radio Cuttack will broadcast live commentary on the Rath Yatra alternately in Hindi and English from 9 a.m. to 10:50 a.m. The second phase of the commentary will be broadcast from 12:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. In Gujarat, 140th Rath Yatra commenced in Ahmedabad after Chief Minister Vijay Rupani and Deputy CM Nitin Patel performed Pahind Vidhi, a symbolic cleaning of road. The 14-kilometre yatra, after passing through the old city areas, will culminate at the temple in Jamalpur. The Uttar Pradesh government has started a scheme under which informers will alert the state authorities about attempts and incidents of female feticide. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath expressed concern over the declining sex ratio in the state and launched the Mukhbir Yojana or informer scheme at an event in Lucknow yesterday. Our correspondent reports that a 181 women helpline was also launched.
In the view of recently released National Family Health Survey that showed decline of 19 points in sex ratio in the state, the government has launched a decoy scheme and has named it as Mukhbir scheme. Under the scheme, anyone can inform the authorities about individual institutions and organizations engaged in the banned practice of sex discrimination and abortion. Under the plan, pregnant women can also play the role of decoy to help the authorities. There is a price of 60,000 rupees to the informer and pregnant women will be paid 1 lakh rupees and her companion will be paid 40,000. Amount of prizes will be paid in 3 installments. Sunil Shukla, AIR News, Lucknow.
Haryana government will implement a health insurance scheme in the state to provide free health services to the poor. The state government will bear the cost of the premium. Chief Minister Manohar Lal said this after inaugurating a medical college and hospital at Mori village in Kurukshetra district yesterday. 28 colleges will be established in the state over the next 2 years. Private organizations have been invited to establish Ayurveda, Yoga and Naturopathy, Unani, Siddha and Homeopathy colleges in the state. External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj has said the government will do everything possible for the safety and well-being of Indians in Qatar. In a tweet yesterday, Mrs. Swaraj said her ministry is in touch with the ambassador. Her response came after one Ramana Kumar asked her about the government's plans to ensure security of Indians living in Qatar. Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates and Egypt had imposed a boycott on Qatar, accusing it of supporting terrorism. The government had said on Thursday that all Indians in Qatar were safe and secure and special flights are operating for the people wanting to come back. U.S. President Donald Trump has accused his predecessor Barack Obama of inaction over alleged Russian interference in the U.S. election. He said Mr. Obama had learned well before the poll about the accusations and did nothing. His comments came after an article published in the Washington Post said that Mr. Obama learned last August of President Vladimir Putin's direct involvement. And now news from the world of sports.
In ICC Women's World Cup Cricket, India defeated England by 35 runs in their opening match at Derby in England yesterday. Chasing a target of 282 runs, England were all out for 246 in the 47th over. Earlier put into bat, Indian Ibs made 281 for 3 in the stipulated 50 overs. Sriti Mandhana struck a sizzling 90 while her opening partner Poonam Raut made 86. Today, Indian men will take on West Indies in the second cricket one day of the five-match series at Port of Spain. The match will start at 6:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. All India Radio Delhi will broadcast live commentary alternately in Hindi and English from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. or till the end of the match. It can be heard on Rajdhani FM Gold and additional frequencies. On to badminton, ex-Indian settler Kidambi Srikanth will take on Chen Long of China today in the men's singles final of the Australian Open Super Series badminton tournament. And in shooting, India bagged one gold and a silver medal on the opening day of ISSF Junior World Championship at Schul in Germany yesterday. Haryana's 15-year-old pistol shooter Anish won gold in the junior men's 15-meter standard pistol event with a world record score of 579. Somnath Das, Sports Desk.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to V.C. Pramod.
Thank you, Poonam. Most papers have a picture of Prime Minister Narendra Modi with his Portuguese counterpart. As the PM heads for the U.S. today, the Indian Express writes, "Dinner with Trump, red carpet welcome for PM." The situation in Kashmir is cause for concern. Militants attack CRPF men in J&K, hold it up in a school. CRPF sub-inspector killed is the Asian Age headline. Cops unsafe, separatists safest, writes the DNA, elaborating that 8 Hurriyat leaders get Z or Y security and 29 protect Mirwais alone. Terror looms over Yatra, says the Pioneer, adding that foreign terrorists swell the ranks in valley ahead of the Amarnath Yatra. Maharashtra farmers getting loan waiver is the lead in the Statesman. Debts of up to 1.5 lakh rupees per farmer waived, 34,000 crore relief in total, says the Financial Express. The government giving nod for international airport in Greater Noida is widely covered by the press. The Times of India gives it prominence on the first page as it writes, "In 5 years, you could be flying from NCR's second airport." The Tribune and the Asian Age feature Palbinder Kaur Shergill, who's been appointed a Supreme Court judge in Canada. Kudos for Indians doing so well abroad. LG's order turns the heat on Kejriwal, writes the Hindu, seeking his prosecution in an alleged PWD scam. Good news on the sports front. Hindustan Times, page 1 plus, features Kidambi Srinath, who will aim to win his second Super Series title in a row at the Australian Open today. Mail Today calls Mithali Raj superwoman as it writes, "Mithali's Raj Indian captain scores 7 back-to-back 50s in record spree." The Times of India Sunday special in a news item titled "Neem in Your Knickers" writes of eco-friendly lingerie fashioned from fabric soaked in turmeric and dipped in neem, which is now being exported worldwide. And finally, move over Raju the guide. The PhD travel expert is here, writes the Times of India, of intellectual tours becoming popular and scholars and writers introducing travelers to Indian wonders. And with that, it's back to you, Poonam.
Thank you, Pramod. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Washington in the second leg of his three-nation tour. U.S. President Trump describes Modi as a true friend. Prime Minister to share his thoughts with the people in his Mann Ki Baat program on All India Radio this morning. In Jammu and Kashmir, fresh gun battle breaks out in Srinagar. Continued indefinite shutdown in Darjeeling causes severe food crisis. annual Rath Yatra of Puri commences today, and in ICC Women's World Cup cricket, India defeat hosts England by 35 runs in their opening match. And with that, we in the morning news have a great day.